Hey, what? Let's get out of here around 2 o'clock today and go out and finish it.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. We're going to gavel into session in a moment. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge a distinguished guest that we have amongst us here today. We are honored by the presence of the Consul General of Ireland, Robert O'Driscoll, is here with us today. Consul General, would you welcome us with a few words. We're honored to have you here today.
The Irish demand loving today.
Free Ireland.
Thank you.
Great, you've incited something already. You just got here. Welcome to Portland City Council.
I see that you're joined today by Brendan O'Finn.
Yes, indeed. And I'm very thankful, obviously, to be here today. And thank you very much, Mayor Wheeler. And commissioners, for giving me just a couple of minutes this morning, and I won't take too much more of your time. This is my first visit to Portland, and I came here with two purposes. One, I wanted to meet with the strong Irish community here and people of Irish heritage to talk to them about, one, the strong heritage in this city. I want to learn more about it. I know, of course, that one of the very first mayors here in the city was Stephen J. McCormick, who took office in 1859 after only 8 years in this city. I only have 4 years of my term, so I'm not sure I'll reach the same level. But I want to talk about that. I wanted to learn more about that. I came here to talk about an Irish economy which has been through a massive recession but has now come out the other side and is the fastest growing economy in Europe. A country which is more diverse and more accepting than ever after our marriage equality referendum in 2015, being the first country in the world to vote for marriage equality. And I wanted to speak to them also about Brexit, about the UK's decision to leave the EU and what that means for Ireland, and particularly what that means for relations between North and South and the Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace to Ireland after a very troubled period of over 30 years of conflict. That was the first part. That was yesterday. Today, my focus is going to be on the future of Ireland's relationship here in Portland. I am struck in the 5 months that I've been here at how deep the connections already are between Ireland and the West Coast, but also between on the potential of how we can do much more. And people say to me all the time, Robert, you need to go to Portland. You need to see what's happening up there. You need to see the vibrant startup scene. You need to go and meet the people and see how more and more Irish businesses should be here and adding to the up to 100,000 jobs that Irish companies already support in the United States. And that's why I'm here today, and I'm going to meet Business Oregon later on today and talk to them about how we can do a little bit more. And I hope in Q1 next year to lead some more of our enterprise agencies up here to have those conversations and try and build those relations. So that's why I'm here today. I won't take any more of your time, but I want to thank you very much for having me here. And in Irish, we would say, this time of the year, we would say, Nulla Conna Díobh, agus Áit Bhliain Bhuibhise Díobh. It means Happy New Year, have a happy holidays. Thank you very much.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for being here. We're very appreciative. Thank you.
Well, we pretty much do. We have really close connections to both Dublin in the south and Belfast in the north, and we've led many delegations there and hosted many here. So while not an official sister city relationship, there's very, very strong connections economically and civically. So we're proud of that.
Good job. Very good.
Conor McGregor, UFC.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. This is the...